This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Oracle Matthew. The government has decided to increase the minimum support price of raw jute for marketing season 2025-26. Briefing media in New Delhi about the cabinet decisions, Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said MSP of 5,650 rupees per quintal for raw jute will be provided, which is 315 rupees more in comparison to previous marketing season 2024-25. The minister informed that the Union Cabinet reviewed the progress achieved under the National Health Mission. He added that Union Cabinet has cleared the continuation of the mission for another 2 years as decided earlier. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal has set an ambitious target of reaching 10,000 geographical indication GI tags by 2030. Speaking at a GI Samagam event in New Delhi, Mr. Goyal emphasized that this goal will be achieved through a whole-of-government approach with a dedicated committee to oversee its implementation. The minister highlighted the government's efforts under Prime Minister Narendra Modi to strengthen the intellectual property rights ecosystem. India's digital economy is poised to contribute 20% of the nation's gross domestic product, GDP, by 2030, according to a comprehensive report titled Estimation and Measurement of India's Digital Economy, released by the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology yesterday. The ministry emphasized that this report will serve as a critical tool for aligning resources and formulating effective growth strategies for the country. A full dress rehearsal of Republic Day Parade will take place on Kartavya Path in the National Capital today. The parade rehearsal will start at 10:30 a.m. from Vijay Chowk and will proceed to Red Fort. During the full dress rehearsal, the T-90 tank, NAG missile system and Pinaka rocket system will showcase the country's military might. Apart from that, different marching contingents of the armed forces and tableau from different states will present glimpses of diverse trends and cultural inclusiveness. The Parakram Divas 2025 will be celebrated today to honour the legacy of Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose on the occasion of his 128th birth anniversary. The three-day event, organised by the Ministry of Culture, is being held in Cuttack, Odisha, the birthplace of Netaji. In Maharashtra, 12 people, including 3 women and a 10-year-old child, died after passengers of Pushpak Express were hit by Karnataka Express in Pacharu Taluka of Jalgaon district yesterday evening. 14 others have been injured in the accident. According to Jalgaon SP Dr. Maheshwar Reddy, none of the injured passengers is currently in critical condition. In a tweet, Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis has condoled the incident and announced financial assistance of 5 lakh rupees to the families of the bereaved. President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Union Home Minister Amit Shah have expressed condolences over the deaths of passengers in the incident. In a social media post, President Murmu wished for the speedy recovery of the injured passengers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed anguish over the tragic accident on the railway tracks in Jalgaon. In cricket, India defeated England by 7 wickets in the first T20 international of the 5-match series at Eden Gardens in Kolkata last night. Put into bat first, England were bowled out for 132 runs. Chasing a target of 133 runs, India reached the target in just 12.5 overs. Abhishek Sharma was the standout performer with the bat, scoring a blistering 79 runs off just 34 balls. In the Indonesia Masters Super 500 Badminton Tournament, ace Indian shuttler Lakshya Sen will face Japan's Kenta Nishimoto in the second round of the men's single event. Lakshya advanced after defeating Japan's Takuma Obayashi in straight games yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.